This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anthony Lima and Garrett Bush following a Cavalier victory. Nice to see them in the winning column again. They continue out west. They disposed of the Utah Jazz after what was a horrendous shooting throughout the first half. We were on the phone together. Was there a little panic in our voices?
Yeah.
We started thinking about what we're going to do on the show today. And then, you know, thank goodness, the Cavalanche ensued. And, you know, you're playing a team that is trying to lose games. If you've watched the minutes, it's pretty crazy. The NBA is coming down on some of these teams for tanking, for holding guys out. Utah has been holding guys out, and they've been reprimanded at times, and now they're just cutting back minutes. But it's funny, is it matters if Colin Sexton plays 20 minutes or 48 minutes.
Hey, can you imagine? A couple of years ago, is he a max guy? Remember that conversation?
I looked at his numbers the other day, Garrett, and he has basically been the same player in year. What is he, in year six?
Yeah.
Now he's the same exact player he was in year one. It's got no worse, got no better. It's the same exact
player.
He's a
really, really dominant player at the rec. Like, other than that, like, he's not moving the needle on, like, any competitive basketball, any winning basketball.
It's year seven, by the way.
He's a 10-year vet. That's crazy.
Oh, he's going to make a ton of money. He's going to get another contract. He just needs to get on a good team.
Yeah, he looks like a guy that comes off the bench for a mid team like the Timberwolves or the Clippers.
Look, Caris LeVert for the Hawks.
Yeah, like just one of those guys. Give me 15.
You didn't like that, Owen?
It's
because you were too close.
Yeah, I mean, we spent so much time together.
Your kids had the LeVert jerseys.
That's right.
All right, so Cavaliers took care of things there in the second half. And now they have one game left on the road. Then we come home and we get ready to pretty much finish up the season. I don't think any of the games are going to have big time stakes. I know when they play the Knicks Wednesday, April 2nd, I think fans will pay a little more attention, even though it looks like they're probably not going to play the Knicks in the playoffs the way the seeding is. That's going to be the Boston Celtics matchup instead. So maybe there won't even be that much. Maybe I think we're going to look and see, do we get pushed around once Mitchell Robinson's back?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, listen, right now I think everybody's ready to super sim the rest of the season. Like, we would like, it, right now on 2K, you're like, do you really want to simulate the rest of the season? Yes, I do. Get me to the playoff screens. Because right now there's no chance for, like, team records don't matter to me. Like, team records for wins. Like, I need that to be all NBA type stuff. Like, that has to be historic wins. Right now,
it look like they were on a collision course. Now it doesn't even look like they're going to get the franchise record of 66 anymore.
No, I mean, I wouldn't mind. Listen, if they can go ahead and make sure that they can clinch and have the first seed overall, I'm just trying to see Monty Bates jack up some shots. That's it. Him and Jalen Tyson. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to see the young boys.
Okay, so you don't buy into some of the load management, some of the minutes stuff has gotten the guys out of rhythm, some of the new rotations, and that's why maybe Darius and Donovan aren't shooting well.
Darius Garland, his problems are way more than out of rotation, he has limitations based on what other people do. At this point, like, the Cavs are a team that are stopped by certain things other people do. Like, it's not like, he's just shooting poorly right now, he's out of rotation. No, like, it's Darius Garland. Sometimes he's inconsistent when they have pressure on. Now it's Donovan Mitchell. Like, if his step back ain't going, does he get to the basket enough? Like, is he going to get to the free throw line? Hey, is Evan Mobley, like, you know, are they still going to let him shoot threes? Do you want to establish him early? I think their problems are based on what good teams can do to him, not whether or not they play enough or not.
Garrett, I want you to hear this, because we always talk about all the bad habits that you can develop on losing teams, right? Bad culture, bad habits. Well, I was thinking about this last week. I think sometimes you can develop bad habits on really, really good teams. And I know that's counterintuitive. I think you might have seen that with the Cavaliers. And I think it can better be explained by Howard Beck, who's been on the show in recent weeks. He was on The Ringer, and he covered some of those incredible Los Angeles Laker teams with Kobe, with Shaq. And remember, they had plenty of winning streaks. They had a dominant run when... You know,
what is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them.
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shaq was in his prime. Kobe was just starting to elevate towards that. And, you know, Kobe was winning championships in the early going. And I find it interesting that the Cavaliers have these three massive win streaks. They keep winning games. And we're looking for faults in the team. We can't really find them. Yeah. Right, Garrett? Did you think there were any necessarily bad things that you would pinpoint? Because it wasn't the depth.
No.
It wasn't the bench play at all. You had everybody
stepping up, everybody getting money off. Even if they played slow for three quarters, fourth quarter they would come, they would go on these spurts. You were getting production from everybody on the bench, getting production from a lot of guys. And you weren't even playing the guys that many minutes. So it wasn't like it was a terrible thing where it was something that was very, very obvious. But at the end of the day, I think when you talk about the Cavs, when you win a bunch of games in a row and you shoot the ball as well as they shot the ball, some of the things can kind of get glazed over.
And I think that's what happened. I think they developed some, certainly defensively, like if your shooting's going to bail everything out every game, and I think you had a number of games this year, especially when Darius at one point was shooting 44% from three.
Right.
Like, he was never going to do that for a whole season, right? That's crazy out-of-body stuff. He's a good shooter, but he's not that good. Donovan, these guys were so just sharp shooting. And then they'd go to the bench. Ty Jerome would come in and would totally dominate during stretches.
I call him Steph Jerome. He turned into Steph. Like, yeah, I'm gonna dribble the ball between my back, behind the back, between my legs, all that good stuff. And my runner's going to go down. You take a look at guys that moved. George Niang was shooting a career high from the three-point line. Caris LeVert was doing what he wanted. They traded him, and Hunter just got here and started hitting threes too.
Right, right. No drop-off whatsoever. So if you think about it, like, if you're a Cavs player and – are you really going to be as dialed in defensively from start to finish when it seems like we're winning games and I maybe was 8 out of 10 defensively? Then we won the next one and I was out the night before and we still shot well. Like, do you see how bad habits can start to develop because you're winning? What's Atkinson going to say? What's he going to do? How's he going to coach?
We still won and Donovan didn't play and my defense was a 5? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, we were down. We were down at halftime by like 13, came back and won. Darius didn't even play.
So now we don't even have to get off to great starts.
No. Look, what do you mean? We just find a way to get it done. And you start leaning on that stuff. And coaches sometimes want you to take an L. So now you could just be like, hey, let's go in and say, hey, guys, remember we told you? These guys are going to pound the glass. These guys are going to get after us with offensive rebounds. They out-rebounded us by 10, and look what happened. And if you're winning those games, you're like, we'll get it back next game. But if you're taking those L's, and then the next game you lose in a different way. Hey, remember we said we wanted to play Kevin Durant a certain way? We let him get to his spots, and he killed us. We lost that game. It's one of those things where – you can be winning, and it lulls you into a false sense of security, and it stops you from doing the very small things that got you to the point that you are right now.
All right. Listen to Howard Beck kind of explain this. He has been on the show. He was on The Ringer over the weekend, and he was talking about this because he had seen the Cavs go through these losses. And here was his discussion about Phil Jackson and what he said.
There's a certain monotony to it at a certain point.
Yeah.
For the players, for the fans, for everybody. Like, it's awesome winning that much. Like, there's no downside to winning, but it takes a lot out of you. And then the streak, and remember when the Heat had that huge streak during the LeBron and Wade era, it was the same kind of thing where it's like, there's a certain pressure now. Now you feel like you've got to keep extending it. So instead of the natural, like, letdowns you sometimes have in the course of a season where you win 5, you lose 2, you win 7, you lose 1, instead you're kind of like putting everything in every night. The other thing that I always remember is that Phil Jackson was always thrilled when the Lakers lost, because it was like, these guys think they know everything now. They're not listening to anything anymore. I need them to lose so I can like say, see, dumbasses, you don't know everything.
I would love to know if Kenny Atkinson at any point was telling his assistants, like, we need a loss. We need a good, close, competitive loss where I can go back to the drawing board with these guys and actually start to coach them again.
I didn't like the Darius Garland comment. Like, I understand this is a kid's game, man. Don't hit me with that. Don't hit me with this.
Are you talking about from last night?
Yeah, don't hit me with the kid's game, bro.
Hold on. We'll have that. I want to go to the phones on this. 216-474-0092.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on.
Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver
and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.